KTBB News Time, 7:53, 40 degrees in Longview, 43 degrees in Tyler. Good morning to you, East Texas, on this Friday. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB boss Paul Gleiser. Chief, kind of a special day around here
today.
Yes,
Jeff, before we go about our scheduled business, I want to join you and the chorus of the people around here. I've been saying happy 20 years to Melissa Kaiser. You know, 20 years ago, it's hard to imagine time went that quickly, but 20 years ago, Melissa joined us as an intern and then just somehow found a way to never leave.
You know, and I didn't know you hired 9-year-olds.
So yeah, exactly. Didn't know to jump in here, Melissa. So anyway, Melissa, first of all, don't get used to this. We're not going to be this nice.
I don't even know how to act right now.
This is not going to last.
I know.
But you know, thousands of people wake up every morning and find you to be a bright spot in their day. And frankly, look around this place. If you weren't here, think about what we would walk into every day. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being a part of the success of this radio station. And here's to another 20 years, Missy. I'm never going to say this again. We love you.
You're the best. Thank you.
All right. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. This time 4 years ago, I and most of you who follow this feature were none too happy. We were coming to grips with the realization that Joe Biden had likely just eked out a squeaker of a victory against President Donald Trump in an election that was clouded by COVID-induced voting irregularities. Though he ran as a moderate, note the air quotes, I and many like me were convinced, and it turns out rightly so, that Joe Biden would implement a far-left agenda. Oh boy. But what we couldn't imagine at the time, given that the smoke hadn't started clearing, was that Biden's election might eventually come to be seen as a blessing. So it was in the days after the election. But by March 25th, 2021, just 8.5 weeks after Biden took the oath of office, I, among others, was singing a slightly different tune. Here's a portion of that week's column that bore the headline, quote, "The Biden presidency will be costly to Democrats." And here I am quoting myself. All of the perfectly legitimate criticisms of Trump notwithstanding, on his watch, wages rose, unemployment fell, order was restored on the border, and prosperity flourished. For many traditional Democratic voters, notably blacks and Hispanics, it was their first ever taste of prosperity. None of that will be soon forgotten, particularly as Biden policies of higher taxes, open borders, and increased regulation take hold and provide a jarring comparison. Which means that whatever Democrats attain during a Biden presidency in the near term, they will pay for dearly over time. End quote. Well, that bill came due last week. Thanks to Biden's victory in 2020 and the administration that ensued, millions of American voters got to see and experience what far-left government governance looks and feels like. And they sent a message last week that they aren't having it. Nobody sane wants a country with a wide-open border over which a flood of poor, uneducated, social services-consuming third-world immigrants pours. Nobody sane wants the concomitant crime, drug trafficking, and inevitable importation of incipient terrorism. Nobody sane thinks that boys who identify as girls should compete against actual girls in varsity athletics after changing clothes in the girls' locker room. Nobody sane thinks that men can have babies or that adolescent boys need tampons in their school restrooms. Ordinary Americans weren't much impressed when wealthy liberal coastal elites condescendingly told them that they're just too unsophisticated to understand the wonders of Bidenomics. That's a hard sell to people who are having trouble paying for food, gas, and rent. Put simply, the Biden administration was a real-world clinic in the failures of leftism. So, with a fresh understanding, the heartland of America rejected the radical leftism that hijacked the once semi-sane Democratic Party and instead chose a Trump 2.0 presidency. If the history of Ronald Reagan's similar defeat of Jimmy Carter in 1980 is any guide, the demographic and political realignments that put Donald Trump back in office will prove durable. We have Joe Biden's 2020 victory to thank for that. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, you know, here in East Texas, the weather does not get better than this. Afternoons and evenings after work do not get better than this. What a shame it would be then to waste what is going to be a glorious end of the day sitting inside somewhere. So here's what you do. Get to the Grand Tasting Room at Keeper's Hall after work today. Bring your spouse or a friend. Go to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keeper's Hall collection, as is always the case. Tell them I sent you and your first taste is on me. Then with a wine decision made, order a light bite to eat. The artisanal grilled cheese sandwich selections alone are worth the trip. And then repair to the patio to take in a gorgeous evening to wrap up the week. Do this with someone you love and your weekend will be off to a spectacular start. I promise you, and you will thank me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keeper's Hall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's always more at KIEPERSOL.com, KeepersHall.com.